about, amen, the appointments that are made for all of humanity. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. For the Bible is clear about the appointment for man after we had fallen in the sin, disobeyed God. Amen. Because the Bible declares that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. Can we say amen? So it is, amen, praise God, no, amen, praise God, strange thing to us, amen, about having an appointment for all of us, amen. If the Lord tarry, every one of us have an appointment that we cannot counsel, we cannot get around, and we cannot get out of. If the Lord tarry, all of us will have to lay down in death on one day. Amen, praise God, for the day will come, can you say amen? Amen, praise God, when if God tarries and we don't make it to the rapture, amen, that we will have to lay down this earthly house of this tabernacle, can we say amen? Amen, praise God, and to the grave, amen, our bodies will go. Hallelujah, and it is, amen, praise God, an appointment that, amen, praise God, we will never be able to get around. Why? Because of God's word. And God declared in the word, amen, to Adam, thou art dust, and to dust you will return. And so, praise God, while we live in our natural body, there is always an awareness, amen, among us, praise God, that one day we will have to die. Hallelujah, praise God. It is not, amen, a thing that is so much impressed upon young people, because when we were young, praise God, we pushed the thought of death away from us. Amen. But no, amen, praise God, of a surety that even as a young person, amen, that appointment with death is one that we cannot escape. Amen, praise God. And no matter how good you feel, no matter how high you can kick, can you say amen? No matter how fast you can run, amen, praise God, you're not going to jump over death. You're not going to outrun death. Amen, praise God. And again, if God tarry, amen, praise God, you're going to have to go the way of all the earth. Can we say amen? But amen, praise God, I thank God, amen, because, amen, praise God, we have come to find out a truth in the word of the Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Jesus, he's my deliverer. Anybody know that he is your deliverer? You better praise him again this morning. Tell your neighbor, Jesus, he's my deliverer. Lord, because, amen, while, amen, all of humanity, praise God, is appointed unto death, amen, praise God, amen, Paul reminds us as he writes to the church in Thessalonica in that 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, he tells us, praise God, amen, praise God, that we are in a position of waiting. He's not talking to everybody, but he's talking to the church, the redeemed of the Lord, those that have been delivered, amen, by the mighty power of God. You ought to praise him this morning. If you've been delivered, you got a reason to praise him. Hallelujah, praise God. And so Paul reminds us, praise God, in that 10th verse, that we are waiting for the Son of God. Amen, praise God. We're looking, amen, for his coming, because his coming will be from heaven. Amen, praise God. Who is this Son of God? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. It was God himself. himself manifested in the flesh. Amen. It was God, amen, who got up from the dead. Can we say amen? Amen. If you didn't know, amen, Paul explained who this son was, who it is that was raised from the dead. He says, even Jesus, which delivered us. Tell your neighbor, I know Jesus is my deliverer. You gotta praise him. Can you say amen? We have come to realize that he's a deliverer in the hospital. He's a deliverer in the courtroom. We've come to realize that he's deliverer in our storm, and he's deliverer in the midst of our trouble. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Jesus is my deliverer. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But I want you, amen, praise God, to catch a concept that is given to us in the word of the Lord. Can you say amen? Because we think about these things, praise God, where God delivers us from. Amen, praise God. And hallelujah, praise God. But the major or a major thing that God has delivered us from is the wrath that is to come. Tell your neighbor, praise God, when Isaiah says to Israel, your God will come, even God with a recompense. That means God gonna pay some folk back. Amen. A whole lot of folk didn't want to praise him, didn't want to give him the glory, didn't want to recognize who he is. Can you say amen? God is coming back with recompense. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Isaiah said, amen, not only will he come with recompense, but he will come with vengeance. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, if you saved, that ain't for you. Hallelujah. You ain't getting the vengeance. Can you say amen? He is not coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God for, amen, us for vengeance. But amen, the wicked, they gonna get recompensed. But not only will the wicked get paid back, you who are the redeemed of the Lord, God gonna pay you back. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, payback is coming. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, payback is coming. I can't get discouraged. Can't hold my head down. But I know something. I know payback is coming. Every time you belt, bow down on your knees. Every time you cry unto the Lord. Every time you ask God a little more grace. They get a little weary sometimes. Can you say amen? But you remember, let me come on back here another couple more days. Can you say amen? Because I got a check coming up. Can you say amen? Yes, say amen. But I want you to get in the frame of mind, amen, of the certainty of the things of God. Amen. Because when God speaks out of his mouth, he ain't just talking. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Sometimes we speak and it ain't nothing but noise. But when God more than just talk. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I want you to connect to the idea, amen, that the very day God saved you, that's when you got your deliverance. You better praise him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Sometimes we have the mindset that we got to get to trouble, amen, to get to deliverance. Can you say amen? But I want you to understand, amen, pray God, that you already got deliverance before you get to trouble. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I already got what I need. Amen. God already equipped me. God already let me know. I won't be long because it's been a little long for us today. Can we say amen? But I already know what God has done in our behalf. And when God writes through Paul to the Thessalonican church, he says to us that we're looking unto the heavens. Can you say amen? Why are you looking to the heaven? Because I know where my help comes from. My God will return, and when he come, he's going to have his reward with him to give every man according as his work shall be. You better praise him. You better give him the glory. You better give him some time. You say amen. And so we need the mindset. Amen. Praise God. When God saved us, amen. Praise God. That I will not be delivered when my trouble come. I'm already delivered. Can you say amen? So when my trouble roll up in my face, I can tell my trouble I'm already delivered. Can you say amen? I can tell my problem. I can tell my situation. I ain't worried about you. He's the one, amen, that laid down his life for your sin and for mine. He didn't die to stay dead. He just died to pay a price. That price to pay. Hallelujah. Amen. My redemption was accomplished. Y'all better praise him. We got time right now. But when he hung on that cross and said, "It's finished," he wasn't just talking. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he finished it a long time ago. It's already been finished. You just ain't seen all the results yet. Can you say amen? Amen. It's already over. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the devil is fighting, but he already done. But he's already defeated. Hallelujah. You better praise him. You better give him the glory. Hallelujah. So praise God. We look to heaven for the coming of our Lord. Amen. Even Jesus. Amen. Who got raised up from the dead. And amen. Here he says he delivered us from wrath. Can you say amen? Make no mistake about it. Wrath is coming on this world. Amen. Amen. God gonna show everybody that he is God. And beside him, there is no one. Everybody don't want to believe in the magnificence of his power. But just wait, and they gonna see. Can you say amen? That there is no God like our God. They will be trembling. We will be rejoicing. We will be giving God the glory. When they say peace and safety, that's what the world means. Can you say amen? The reality is there ain't no peace and safety outside of God. Tell your neighbor, if you want peace, if you want safety, you gotta have a relationship with God. You ain't safe till you come under the blood. You ain't safe till you've been baptized in the name of Jesus. You ain't safe until or he has delivered us from the wrath that is to come. I ain't got to worry about how dark the clouds may be. Why? Because I know I'm delivered. Lean or streamline, my table might be looking. Can you say amen? Yes, what? Amen. Elijah only had, amen, a little raven's amount of food. Can you say amen? Amen. But guess what? The raven showed up every day. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. The ravens couldn't bring a whole buffet. Can you say amen? But guess what? Showed up every day. Can you say amen? What are you saying? I'm saying he's all you need, but you need him every day. Tell your he's all you need, but you need him every day. Tell God, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Every day. Lord, have mercy. You know the widow. Hallelujah. Amen. The cause. Amen. The creek dried up. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Amen. God always got a plan. Can you say amen? And when the creek dried up, amen, God told him, look, I'm going to send you to Africa. Amen. I got a widow woman there. She going to sustain you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it don't make no difference if where you are, the creek dry up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it don't matter if the creek dry up. Where I am, God got another place to put me, to take care of me. Y'all better praise him. You better give him the Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. Go there. And when he got the man, can you say that? Won't be long. God always work more than one way. Can you say that? Tell your neighbor, he always got more in his presence. Sometimes than me, our eye. We focus on a little bit. Can you say amen? But it wasn't just for Elijah. Can you say amen? It was also for the widow woman. Can you say amen? Because she didn't have but a little bit. And the little bit she had was not enough. Y'all better pray. Your neighbor, amen. When you ain't got enough, you need a provider, you need a deliverer, you need a God that's able to meet your need. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Can you say amen? Hallelujah! The widow woman come out, she didn't know that God had already chosen her to be blessed and to be blessed. Y'all better pray. Can you say hallelujah? And when, praise God, amen, the man of God asked her, amen, can you give me a little cake? She said, I don't have no meal. I only got a little bit of meal in the cruise. And I'm getting two sticks to get it right now. Amen. That me and my son can eat this and we're going to die. Lord have mercy. Won't God turn it around? Won't God turn it around? Won't God turn it around? You thought you were going to die. But God said, no, you ain't going to die. You're going to live. But I got a plan for you to live. The wrath from God that was on Israel because of their idolatry. Amen. And the wicked king. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. And so there was no rain. Can you say amen? And everything was drying up and perishing. But guess what? Elijah, he was taken care of. And amen. And the will she would be taken care of. Are y'all here? She said, I'm going to fix these amen little bits and we're going to die. But Elijah said, wait a minute, would you fix me a little piece first? Can you say amen? Would you give me a little piece first? Can you say amen? And then he let her know that God has said amen, that the meal won't fail and the oil won't go out until I take away the drought from the y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, we need to change our way of thinking. Can you say amen? We gotta remember who's on our side. We gotta remember who our deliverer is. We gotta remember that God is our way maker. I gotta leave, but Israel kept telling God a lie. They kept lying to God. They kept telling God, you brought us out into this wilderness to die, to kill us. Can you say amen? But no, God brought you out into the wilderness to show you that I can keep you wherever I bring you. Y'all better praise me. Stop lying. Hallelujah. Israel, stop the lie. Amen on God. He didn't bring you out to cut you down, but he brought you out to lift you up. Can you say amen? Anybody know how to praise God? God loved us so much that he would not appoint those that believe in him to wrath. Amen. Tell your neighbor, no way. Amen. I believe in God. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. He has not appointed me to wrath. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But rather, he set a hope in front of us. Can you say amen? You're not appointed under wrath, but to obtain salvation. Can you say amen? Now listen. Amen. Death, amen, is an appointment that you cannot cancel. Can you say thank you, Jesus? No way you're going to cancel that. Can you say amen? Salvation is an appointment, but you got to set it up. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. There's vacancy. There's a room for you. If you want it on a Tuesday, he can give it to you on a Tuesday. If you want it on a Thursday, he can give it to you on a Thursday. Can you say amen? Don't matter. Amen. Praise God. When he ain't actually, amen. Praise God. Doing nothing but waiting on you. God say, look, I'm going to set up this appointment to accommodate you when you get ready, when you get hungry, when you want me like nothing else, when you want me above everything, when you want me with all your heart, all your mind, when you want me and realize I can't live another day without you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. His calendar is never full.
Never.
My doctor, amen, set up an appointment for me. But when the time came, he couldn't make it.
Yeah, I've been there.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
So my doctor politely canceled my appointment. Can you say thank you? Call me up. Say, amen. You ain't got no appointment no more. You got to make another one.
Yes.
Can you say amen? What is he saying? I'm not available.
Yes.
Thanks be to God. And that God is never going to tell us.
Yes.
Never going to tell us that he's never available. If it's late in the night,
yes,
you can come in. Can you say amen? If it's early in the morning, you can come in. If it's in the midst of your storm, you can still come in. Hey, your neighbor, he'll see you. He'll see you. He'll see you. Wherever you are in your circumstances, he will see you. Once he has seen you, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. He changes. Amen. Everything. Amen. Praise God. In your future. Can you say
amen?
Once God saved you, your whole tomorrow changes. It changes in a moment. Can you say
amen?
One moment I was in death. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Calling on God for life. Save me, Jesus. Save me. Save me. One moment I was in bondage. One moment I was in death. One moment I was blind and could not see. But in a moment,
yes, Lord.
Thank you. In that moment, everything changed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I got me a non-appointment.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? No wrath. Can you say thank you,
Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
And so as the children of God, amen, we are to understand that we have escaped, amen, the wrath that God will bring on the
yes.
world.
Yes.
We already know who he is. We already know what he can do.
Amen.
And if we walk with him, he'll show us he can do more than we can think.
Yes.
And, or even ask.
Yes.
Because God can still surprise you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He can surprise you. We shouldn't be surprised. But God can still surprise you.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation. And when we have obtained salvation, we have escaped wrath. But I want you to understand that ain't all you escaped.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. You ain't got to wait until the time of God pouring out vengeance and judgment. Amen. Praise God. To say I'm escaped.
Yes.
Whom the Son.
Yes, Lord.
Whom the Son set free is free.
Yes.
So don't get the mind.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I'm going to get delivered when I get to my
no,
throne.
No, wait for that.
Amen. Praise God. You're going to go in there free.
Yeah.
And when you come out, you still going to be free.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But every time the devil try to lay a chain on you,
you're
going to do that Houdini. Holy Ghost Houdini. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you,
Jesus? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that was that. You know, all right, you got it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The chains can't hold you.
No.
The enemy can't bind you.
No.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm leaving you. The devil, amen, praise God, is who God describes.
Yes, he is.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you know his power of deception.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that power of deception is to make you think he's bad.
Yeah, that's what he do.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
He will roar up
yes,
on you.
Yes, he will.
Up
get
in
right
your
up in your face.
Face.
Yes, he will.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
What's his plan? Make you tremble.
That's all.
What's his plan? Make you move.
That's what, mm-hmm.
Move from where you
that's
are.
That's what he's doing.
Because I can't touch you where you are.
Yeah.
But if you would just move.
That's
you say thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
But amen, pray God. But amen, pray God. But the righteous,
no.
They bold as a lion. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, pray God.
Yes.
And when the devil roars, can you say amen?
Yes.
We say we got confidence
yes.
in our God.
Yes.
We don't believe, yes. devil.
Yes.
Amen, praise God, that you can defeat us. Because our strength
yes.
and power
yes.
is not of us.
Yes.
Our power is of God.
Yes, yes.
Can you say
amen? Yes, Lord.
I'm letting you know the devil don't beat you evil. Now that you say,
that's right.
He gets you in trouble with daddy.
Yes.
And daddy good.
Yes.
You say,
yes.
Amen. Praise God. You say, the devil, where we are. No. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray. Anything the devil do is making you better.
Yes.
Can you say, amen?
Amen.
Every time he put, amen, praise God, a burden on, that's making you a little stronger. Because you carry that, you can carry a little bit more. Can you say, amen?
Amen.
Every time the enemy try to come, amen, to pull us down, it only serves to lift us up.
Yes.
Can you say,
amen?
The enemy came, praise God, amen, praise God, in like a flood. But the Spirit of the Lord had to lift up a standard against him. Can you say, amen? What are you doing, God? I'm telling the enemy, these are my people. These are the anointed of the Lord. And touch not my anointed. And don't do my prophets any harm. I'm a covering. Can you say, amen? I'm a shield for them. Amen. Praise God. They can walk in valleys. Can you say, amen? They can stand on mountains. They can endure storms. Amen. In six troubles. Amen. I'll still be with them. Can you say, amen? And in the completeness of trouble, I will in no wise force you better praise God. Am delivered.
Yes.
Right. Now, the moment I spoke in tongues,
yes,
after having been baptized in Jesus' name, the moment God saved me, I was delivered.
Yes.
I was delivered.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
Amen. Praise God. And so, if he delivered me then from the wrath that is to come, can you say amen?
Amen.
He's already delivered us.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Guess what, man? Amen. Praise God. God don't save your flesh.
No.
Okay, your name. He didn't come to save your flesh.
That's right.
Help Lord.
Save your soul.
Yes.
So you better know what's delivered.
Yeah.
You get confused. And you don't know what's delivered. You say thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
He came to deliver your soul.
Yes.
Your flesh ain't delivered.
All right, now.
Then you got the Holy Ghost. Your flesh was just as just like it was before.
Yes.
Why? I thought I was a new creature. Yeah, you are, but you're flesh. That old man, he ain't changed. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That old man, he's still with you. That old man, yeah, bring him down. Can you say
amen?
Tell your neighbor, you got to bring him down. You got to bring him down.
Yes,
he ain't giving up.
He ain't giving up.
I'm saved, flush, go somewhere and sit down. No, he ain't. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Leave me alone. No, he ain't. You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So then the warfare gets going on.
Yes.
And you wonder, it was all peace before. Then I got saved. And
yes.
Then all the warfare broke out.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Why? Because it's two minds. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And the mind of the flesh.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Amen. And they be going at it.
They go at it.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Every morning. Every morning. Every morning. Can you say they going at it? Can you say thank you, Jesus? But the good news is, amen, praise God, that he that is in us is stronger than he that is in the world.
Oh, yes.
Can you say
amen?
So then we have to feed our inward man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
Have mercy.
He's renewed every day. Can you say amen? That means new strength.
Yes.
New strength every day.
Every day.
Where do you think new strength every day coming from? Because you eat. Can you say amen? And if you ain't eating, where are you going to look for new strength from? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Got another day, but I ain't feeling no stronger. Another day with Jesus, but I ain't feeling like I can run through troops and jump over walls.
Because you don't lead.
Oh,
amen.
My, oh, my God.
My God is right. You don't be strong.
Yeah. My God.
Say amen. And believe me, you need to.
I'm telling you.
You say amen. Because see, the flesh ain't giving up.
No.
You say amen.
Amen.
He's going to be hitting and fighting and doing everything he can. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But be encouraged.
Oh, yes.
Because when God saved us,
yes.
He delivered us.
Yes.
No matter how difficult the warfare, no matter how high the hill, low the valleys, amen, God is consistent in what he has promised.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. We are more than conquerors.
That's what he says.
Yes.
And so then you can go to the bank.
And
you say, sometime we plan Gideon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm hiding behind this rock, trying to hide this little grain from the Midianites. And you call me some mighty man of valor.
Yes, you are.
I don't see it.
Yes, you are.
And you say amen.
Amen.
But guess what?
You ain't gotta see it.
But you gotta know it.
You do.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Your neighbor, you ain't gotta see it.
Gotta see it.
But you gotta know it.
Gotta know it.
Tell your neighbor, you ain't gotta see it.
You gotta see it.
But you gotta know it.
You gotta know it.
So praise God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I'm gonna stop this time for real. In the heavyweight fight.
Mm-hmm.
They got 15 rounds.
Yes.
In the big boys, in the heavyweight. They got 15 rounds. Can you say amen? The fight is not over until there is a knockout, a technical knockout,
yes.
Or they go to 15 rounds, and the judge judge on points.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are y'all hearing?
Yeah.
So then, praise God. Just because, amen, praise God, a fighter don't perform well in the first
I'm
round.
I'm telling you, people don't know
the
that. It ain't over yet.
Can you say
amen?
Man, it look like he gonna get beat all up.
Right.
But the fight ain't over.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. Some of us, amen, praise God, if you examine us in our low times, it looked like we ain't going to make it.
That's what they said.
Say amen.
That's what they said.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
When you start looking at yourself and examining yourself, you be telling your own self.
I ain't going to make it.
But you got to know what God has said. Can you say
amen?
Amen. Praise God. And the enemy is banking on you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Just surrendering the fight.
That's all he wants.
Just surrendering the fight. I can't make it. I can't. But God didn't tell you.
No.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Israel said we're going to die, but God didn't tell
them. No.
Can you
say hallelujah.
Amen? Amen. Praise God. They thought it was no hope, but God didn't tell them that. So we have to hold on to the word.
Lord, help, Lord.
And remember, praise God, that wrath is a non-avoidable. God bless you.